Did I say that? I got to rewind that tape. I'm not sure if I said that, yeah. Well, I haven't looked at the tape yet, no. I've allotted different periods to different coaches, and I have the first period. I'm blessed with that one. And I'll get through that today and figure it out. So if I come to any conclusion, that's what you want to know. You all want to know. No, I haven't. You'll have to see how the Picasso plays out tonight.
How's Mark Stewart this morning?
He's banged up. Game time. Well, I got hit. Got hit and banged up a couple places all at once.
Are you contemplating any lineup changes?
Potentially, yep.
General idea where?
I have a general idea where, yeah.
There's no skate, so we can't tell who's in that. Is the Laundry play tonight?
Yes. No, there's... There, well, I'm not going to tell you who's in, who's out, so there might be some guys in. But, I mean, if you're asking me if it's on merit, you could pull them all out. I just don't have 20 other guys to replace them, you know.
It was that bad across the board.
Well, I didn't enjoy it. You guys watched it, I mean. You don't enjoy games like that. You don't enjoy playing them. You don't enjoy coaching them. It's hard to get a lot out of that game. I'm trying not to take it personal, that game.
The last time you played like that was March 5th in Florida. You went 6-1-1 after that. And you used words on the next day. You used the words satisfaction and contentment. Is this the same? Is this just the exact same thing, or is this something different?
You know what? You know, problem with these games like that is that you know... They beat you up as a coach. You try to analyze them, over-assess them, do all that stuff. You wonder why. You ask yourself a million questions and try to find the right responses or the right answers, and sometimes they're hard to find. So I don't know where it's going to go. I can't sit here and say, hey, you know, I'm going to do this today, and this is the response we're going to get. I really don't know. We have to be better. And, you know, at the end of the day, and I've been a player, at the end of the day, players won't be any more happy than I am. At the end of the day, the room has to sort out what it wants to do here. And that's, you know, and I have to help them. That's what I have to do. Well, we have to find a way to get us to play better to win the game, you know. Like, we've had games like that this year, you know, where they've come from, how they've happened. We've had more than I would like to discuss. Why they happen, I don't know. There will be no X and O tactical adjustments. It's the same team. We have to play harder and better. I mean, I don't know how you want me to spell it out, you know. It's not an X and O thing. The game plan we had was a good game plan to win the game. You have to win battles. You have to play like you want to win the game. And I'm not saying that our players didn't want to win the game, because they would have, but it's tough, you know. I know you guys want answers, and I'd like to give them to you, but, you know, if you can find the coaching manual that has the chapter on this problem, show me. It's like parenting. It's the same thing. You got a 15-year-old, and you got problems. Well, you don't know how you're going to deal with it. There's no manual. Get all the parenting books you want. You got to figure it out. It's your son or your daughter. What do you do? This is a beauty. And if you've had kids, you'll go through that. And there is no manual. And you figure it out. They're not fun. You know. The good thing is I get to try to find another way. You know, I've been down this road before. I've had coached enough that I've been down this road before. And there, I don't have the answers this morning. They'll be there tonight. The plan is to play better. That's the plan, okay? That's the plan. It's to play better, play harder, play with passion, play like you want to win the game, play like there's a purpose for us being here and we want to win this game. That's, you know, we have to just play harder and better. It's not forecheck and all that stuff. It's just we got to play a lot better.
Is
I mean, look at the game. Like, anyway, I don't want to go on.
Do you wish you could play it right now?
No. 6 o'clock will be fine. Yeah, no. Six is fine. Gives me a little time to think. More time to think. Couple more painful ones.
Is this, you said you've coached, you've seen this before.
Yeah.
Is there a team that you had at some stage in your career that this is similar to?
I've been through this a lot of times. The difference is when you're a young coach, you take it personal, and it just kicks your rear end all over the curb. When you get older, it doesn't get any easier. You just don't kick yourself all over the curb. But you don't sleep, you get up, you feel pain, you feel every bad emotion, and you still sit there with no answer yet, and you still try to find responses, and I'll die trying. It's no different than parenting. If I'm trying to motivate my son, I'll live and die. I'll be relentless until I'm 100 years old, then I will be relentless in my pursuit of motivating him or motivating our team. So, and I'll die trying. It's just, sorry to interrupt you there,
sorry,
Tim.
To interrupt you. Did you address your team or any segment of your team this morning? And what
you have said? No, I did not address the team. I addressed them enough through the game, during the game. We talked enough.